AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. believes Russia is turning to Iran to provide it with hundreds of unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, including weapons-capable drones in Ukraine.
Our information further indicates that Iran is preparing to train Russian forces to use these UAVs, with initial training sessions slated to begin as soon as early July.
Sullivan says it's unclear whether Iran had already provided any of the unmanned systems to Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin has expanded a fast-track procedure to give Russian citizenship to all Ukrainians. President Biden welcomed a crowd to the White House lawn to showcase a new law meant to reduce gun violence.
We'll not save every life from the epidemic of gun violence, but if this law had been in place years ago, even this last year, lives would have been saved. It matters. It matters.
But the president also acknowledged more needs to be done, especially when it comes to assault weapons.
I'm determined to ban these weapons again and high-capacity magazines that hold 30 rounds and that let mass shooters fire hundreds of bullets in a matter of minutes. I'm not going to stop until we do it.
Two people were killed, three wounded in shootings at four 7-Eleven locations in Southern California early this morning. At least three of the four shootings are believed to be linked to the same lone gunman. A federal judge declined to delay the upcoming trial of Steve Bannon, an advisor to former President Donald Trump, who faces contempt of Congress charges after refusing for months to cooperate with the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Bannon is still scheduled to go on trial next week. The White House is unveiling the first image from NASA's new space telescope, and it's the deepest view of the cosmos ever captured. The Dow finished down 164 points. This is AP News. A new report shows Uber used stealth tactics to block scrutiny.
The ride-sharing service lobbied political leaders to relax labor and taxi laws, used a kill switch to thwart regulators and law enforcement, channeled money through Bermuda and other tax havens, and considered portraying violence against its drivers as a way to gain public sympathy. That's according to a report from the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, which scoured internal Uber texts, emails, invoices, and other documents. In a written statement, Uber acknowledged mistakes in the past and said the CEO hired in 2017 had been tasked with transforming every aspect of how Uber operates. I'm Julie Walker.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have run out of Heinz. The Steelers announced it's ending a longtime partnership with the formerly Pittsburgh-based food company. Heinz Field will be called Acrisure Stadium. Acrisure is a tech financial company. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Check out our huge in-stock selection of TruBolt door locks. We have a variety of styles and finishes to suit your needs. TruBolt door locks provide homeowners and builders with quality door locks at an affordable price. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.